How much lather time is enough for washing your hands? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Donald Schaffner, professor in the Department of Food Science at Rutgers University, determines the best way to get your hands clean.
There are a lot of misconceptions about how to wash your hands, so we decided to apply some science to see what we could learn. Our most important finding was that water temperature did not make any difference. We studied 60, 80, and 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So, no matter what temperature you'd like to use, don't worry, you will remove about the same number of bacteria. We also studied four lather times, 5, 10, 20, and 40 seconds. We only saw a significant difference between 5 and 20 second lather times, so I recommend that you use a lather time of at least 10 seconds. Remember that lather time doesn't include the time it takes to apply soap or to rinse it off. Finally, we compared antibacterial and non-antibacterial soaps. We saw a small but highly significant difference between plain and antibacterial soap. If you're worried about eliminating as many bacteria as possible, you should use an antibacterial soap. FDA has recently banned many antibacterial compounds used in soaps due to their concerns about safety and efficacy. These soaps may be harder to find in your local store. If you want to make extra sure your hands are clean, consider using a hand sanitizer after your hand wash. Clearly, there's much more research to be done in the field of hand washing. We know that hands that look clean but still have bacteria may clean up differently than hands that are dirty with food, soil, or poop, as well as microorganisms. We also know that viral diseases can be spread by hands, and viruses might be more difficult to remove during hand washing.
That was Donald Schaffner of Rutgers University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.